goodsuccess.com.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the privilege of laying at your feet today. Thank you because today is the set day that you want to visit everyone. And I know nobody will return back the same way. Blessed be your name in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray tonight that, Lord, let everyone have an encounter of a lifetime. An encounter they will never recover from again in the name of Jesus. Amen. The topic remains times and seasons. Common sense guide to recognizing and maximizing them. In the past 4 weeks, we've been taking the topic Common Sense Guide to Avoiding Reasons Why People Fail. That's the topic we've had for the last 4 weeks. And today we are starting a new series where God will be revealing to us times and seasons. We will be able to understand, what is this thing called time? What is this thing called season? You must have heard at one point or the other in your life that somebody said, his time has come. It is a season, let him enjoy. So there is a reason behind it. There's something behind this thing called time and seasons. And it's very important for us to look at this topic because the entire life of a man is defined by time. Time is the currency of life, which means that my whole life is defined by time. In fact, somebody said, I don't know, maybe it's Miles Murrow, that said that the life of a man is expressed in a dash. You know, when you write 1990-2000, maybe somebody was born in 1960 and he died in 2003. So they would say 1960-2023. That means everything he did in his life was expressed by the dash. Let's read some scriptures. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, 1 to 8. We just read first verse. I'm sure all of us are probably familiar with this. And it says, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. And verse 2 says, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break up and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to gain and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak up, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. So there's a time for everything. That means there's a set time. We'll be looking at different things about time today, different moments, and we'll be defining times and moments. Now in John 7:30, it says, therefore they sought to take him, that's Jesus, but no one laid a hand on him because his hour had not yet come. So that's talking about a definite time in life. That means there was supposed to be a definite time that Jesus will be taken, that Jesus will be crucified. Even though something happened and they were around him, they were supposed to take him, but they could not take him because that set time had not yet come. God set the time. Man wanted to interrupt it. They could not interrupt it because that time had not yet come. So, we are exploring the truth about times and seasons. What is this thing called time? And what is a season? We'll be looking at time today. We're going to define time. Time means moment. When you say moment, you're talking about a particular point in life, in the life of a person. That particular time is called a moment. Right now, you are listening to me. It's 9:23 p.m. in Nigeria now. This is a moment. This particular time is a moment that we are in. Now, time could also mean a duration, just like we explained earlier, that when you say somebody lived between so-so time and another time, that is talking about a duration, a period of time. Time could mean any of these things, and it could mean more. We are going to define times and moments now. And I pray the Holy Spirit really expands this to us. As we are going through this, many of us will be realizing some things that we should have done in time past, the reasons why some things happen, the reasons why some things will still happen, and all that. So please, let's pay rapt attention. Number one, in Genesis chapter 4, verse 3, it says, and in the process of time, mind those three words, process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground, and so on. So it's saying that some things led to something, and then after those things that led to those things, something happened. In Exodus chapter 2 verse 23, it says, "Now it happened in the process of time that the king of Egypt died, then the children of Israel, and so on and so forth." So some things happened and happened and happened and happened. Then the king of Egypt died. Then some things also began to happen again. So it's talking about a process, that some things happened step after step. Some things in your life will need a process. And it does not matter how long you fast or pray, that process is a must. Many people will go through a time of hardship, a time that you call suffering, a time that you don't like. But it will happen to many people because it's a process that many of us have to go through so that we can learn how to be merciful to people, so that we can learn how to manage our lives when we eventually become that blessed, when we eventually have that blessing we are expecting to have. Because if you don't go through that process, you won't be merciful. You won't know how to manage your funds. The Bible says about Jesus that he had to walk through this earth to learn about what we go through. He had to be tempted. You talk about fornication, Jesus was tempted. Remember, there was a woman that was using his ear to rub his feet. Do you think Jesus was not a man? He had to go through the process. He went through temptations. He went through what every other man went through. Jesus went through hunger. There was a time Jesus was hungry and he went to the feet and on impulse started picking things up and his disciples were eating. He was hungry. He was tired. He slept. He went through everything we went through. Before he went to the cross, he could have just come, became a grown man the day he was born, go to the cross, and everything would have happened. But that did not happen. He went through that process. So there is something in the Bible called the process of time. That means something will lead to something, that will lead to something, that will lead to something that you have been expecting. That one cannot be prayed away. Maybe it can be reduced, but there is nothing you can do about the process. There is a process. Every child of God, everybody in the kingdom, every great man in the kingdom will have to go through a process. If you see anybody that did not go through a process, they will also fall the same way they went up. So it doesn't matter what you're going through now. Know that you may just be going through a process. You need to discern. That's the reason behind this purpose. For you to be able to recognize the time you are in. Some people, it's not the process they are going through. It is demonic attack that has stagnated them. So we want to know the difference about the process and all that. There was a man in the Bible in Mark 8:20-26. Now, somebody's servant was sick and the man believed. He said, "Just speak a word, my servant will be healed." And Jesus spoke a word and the person was healed that same hour, right? Now, this same Jesus that raised the dead, this same Jesus that spoke to Lazarus. Lazarus came, the dead man, walked out. A dead man that was dead for 4 days. He walked out, came out of his grave, and was okay. Now, this same Jesus saw a blind man. First thing Jesus did was to hold his hand, took him away from town. They walked a distance. I don't know how short it is, but if they say he went away from town, that means they walked quite some distance. Maybe 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes, maybe 20 minutes, maybe 30 minutes. They walked. Jesus held his hand. Holding the hand of a person is enough for somebody to be healed. A woman came, held the hem of the garment of Jesus, and she became healed. He didn't touch Jesus. He only touched the tip of his clothes, and she became healed out of a disease that has held him bound for, I think, about 12 years, the woman with the issue of blood. Now, this same Jesus held the hand of the man. Nothing happened. Walked with him a distance. Nothing happened. Now, Jesus spit on his eyes. Nothing happened. Put his hand on him. Then the man, instead of seeing clearly, he started seeing men as trees. After all these processes he went through, he did not receive a perfect healing. Now, after that, Jesus had to lay hands on him a second time. Then the man saw clearly. Don't run away from process. Some things in your life will require a process. There is nothing you can do about it. See, in your journey to building wealth, you will go through a process. If God gives you 1 billion one day, you may just die. Some people just see the money and say, "Ha, ha, ha, 1 billion. The man will just have heart attack, will just die. Pew. Or the man will just say, "Ah, ah, 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 I'm not going to church again. In church, they will steal my money. I won't go out again. I will just lock myself in this house. The man may just run mad because he never went through a process. Process is very important. In the process of time, God wanted to create heaven and earth. The same God, he can as well speak one day and everything is created. He went through the first day, the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, before he created everything. And those 6 days could be 6,000 years. It could be 6 million years. We don't know how long. The Bible only called it days. Because the Bible says one day in the eyes of God are like 1,000 years. 1,000 years like a day. So we can't really define it. God said one day. So let's just say it's one day. But those 1 days could be 1 million years each. Process of time. The second one we are looking at today is set time. We've just looked at process of time. Then there's what we call set time in the Bible. Genesis 17:21. It says, "But my covenant I will establish with Isaac, whom Sarah shall bear to you at this set time next year." That means God has defined a definite moment in time that that event will occur. When God determines a definite time, there is hardly anything that can change it, except you don't agree with what God has said. And there are some things you cannot change. It's set time. This is what is going to happen at this particular time. Genesis 21 verse 2 also has the same thing. Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age. At the set time of which God has spoken, there are some things in your life God will tell you directly, definitely, that this set time is when this will happen. And that's what many of us want to run after. But that's not where it stops. We've just looked at the process of time, and now we've just seen set time. That means a particular point in life that God has said, this is when it will happen, and it will happen. Another example about it is, when Samaria was going through a famine, and Elijah said, by this time tomorrow, so-so-so will become super cheap. In Nigeria now, there's fuel scarcity. So by this time tomorrow, somebody just came up and said, they will be selling fuel 1 naira per liter. Time of life. He said, by this time tomorrow. So if it doesn't happen by that time tomorrow, then it's not God that spoke it. That is another thing, set time. Then the third one today is what we call time of life. Time of life. Genesis 18:10. It says, I will certainly return to you according to the time of life. That means this is talking about the natural order of things. The design of times and seasons as already defined by God. This is natural. This is naturally occurring. God has already said this. We can predict this because we are aware of how they function. We may not be able to say the exact time, but we can say, we are in this season. For example, when you begin to see some flowers on some trees, you say, this is the season mango fruit will be coming out. You can say, according to the time of life, if I plant corn within 3 months, I will harvest it. According to the time of life, if I plant cocoa seed, maybe in 2 years, I'll begin to harvest it. That is time of life, natural order of things. For example, when you give birth to a child, the child does not even recognize people. Maybe you can see, the child will just be looking. No expression, nothing. Just be looking at you, you'll be looking at the child. Then a time comes, the child can look at you and smile. You smile to the child smiles back. That is time of life. If the child does not cry when they give birth to him, they'll be bothered. Now, this child begins to cry every day. The child now cries when he's hungry, cries when he wants to sleep. You know, that is the time of life. Everything is changing. Then the tooth comes out, the child begins to crawl, the child begins to walk, the child begins to go to school, the child wants to get married, the child gives birth and expects grandchildren. Time of life. We can see all these things and say, this person, it's time for him to get married. Because you have work now, you have this, it's time to do this. Now, that is what they call natural order, time of life. It is natural. It is the thing that everybody should expect. Now, there's what we call the appointed time. It's also similar to set time. We can see this also in Genesis 18:14. He said, is there anything to add for the Lord? At the appointed time, I will return to you according to the time of life. You can see that the time of life, the set time, and the appointed time, they are almost the same. So we won't spend too much time there. He's saying the exact time that God has set for this to happen. Then we have what we call at that time, which is talking about the past. And that time, in Genesis 38:1, it says, "It came to pass at that time that Judah departed from his brothers and visited a certain Adullamite whose name was Ira." So he's talking about the past here. And that is also something that happens in life. Everybody has a past. Everybody listening to me today has something they call their past, something that happened in the past. The problem only exists when somebody dwells too much in the past. But the past is part of life. There was an analogy God gave me some time ago that if you are driving, you need a past to drive very well, to make some decisions. For example, when you are driving, you look at your rear mirror. Is a car coming? You do your shoulder check. Am I safe to turn left or right? You are looking at the back to make a decision about the future. So sometimes the past is very important, especially the past of other people, because we learn from history. So when you look at the past, you look at it to make a decision in the future, not for you to go back to the past. So we should be careful when looking at the past. So at that time refers to a moment in the past. And the past is good because it forms a history we can learn from. The past can give us a momentum, a drive to maximize the moment and also redesign the future. When you look at the past, you know all the mistakes you made, all the things you shouldn't do that you did. Now you say, okay, the future is here. This moment is here. No, I'm not going to make the same mistake again. I'm going to take a new step to reshape my future. Or when you look at somebody's past, somebody is telling you the story of their past, what they did wrong, you're like, no, I'm not going to fall in the same error. Let me reshape my life. So at that time, it's also good. It helps you reshape the future. Then there's also something called time to come. Time to come. Genesis 30:33. It says, "So my righteousness will answer for me in time to come." There is something called the time to come, which is the future. This refers to the future. For me personally, I'm more concerned about the time to come than the past and present. However, the present cannot be better or worse than it is now. The present you are now, it cannot be better. It cannot be worse. You are already in it. The future can be better. The future can be worse. But the present is the present. Deal with it. Live it. Enjoy the moment. So the present is very important also, because we use it to shape the future. The picture of the past brings you either regret or gratitude. If you take good steps, you will see gratitude. But if you take wrong steps, you'll be saying, I regret the day I did something. If the present is good, you'll be grateful for the steps you took in the past. However, if the present is bad, the past may bring regret about what you could have done better. So what do you do about the present? Reshape the future so that it won't add to the list of the bad pasts. Then there is what we call this time. It's talking about this time. I just talked about it briefly. Genesis 37:9. It says, "Then he dreamed still another dream and told it to his brothers and said, 'Look, I've had another dream this time.'" This time is more important sometimes than even the future, and definitely makes the past a story. Today is the bridge that connects yesterday with tomorrow. This is the time to have another dream. The Holy Spirit is encouraging everyone listening to me, or that will listen to the recording, that this is the time to have another dream, like Jacob. Jacob said, "This time I had another dream. This time, this is what I saw. It's even better than the past." So it doesn't matter you dream to have a good business, now the business is crashing, or you thought you were going to have a good career, it's not going the way you thought it would go. You thought you were going to take an action that would produce a particular certain successful result, but it didn't produce it. But God is saying, it is time to have another dream. It is time to see the future again. You made mistakes in the past. Forget it. Have another dream. Use today to shape the future. And lastly, there's what we call second time. Second time. Second time refers to a second chance. Second chance. God often gives us the opportunities to reshape our future. Second time could also refer to emphasis. In the story in Genesis 41:5, Pharaoh, the Bible says, he slept and dreamed a second time. He had dreamed before. Now he dreamed a second time. Pharaoh had a dream about fat cattle swallowing thin cattle. Now he dreamed that grain was swallowing grain. It meant the same thing. Two dreams, consecutive two dreams, but meant the same thing. Second time could refer to emphasis. God uses second time to give us another opportunity. You may have made a mistake in the past, but God is giving you another opportunity to set things right. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 62 verse 11, it says, God has spoken once, twice I have heard this, that power belongs to God. God spoke once, he heard it twice. And sometimes you hear several times, but God speaks once. So, like Bishop Oyedepo normally says, that life is an adventure in opportunities. Maximize every opportunity that comes your way. We still have some things to say about time, but you know, because of our time today, we'll push it to next week. We'll emphasize on first time and also what we call several times. Then after that, we begin to explore how we can even recognize when it is time to do something. Recognize times and seasons, and how do we maximize all these things. Next week, we'll dive more into this, but I pray that this season will be a great time. I want to pray for everyone today. I want to believe it's a revelation that I saw overnight, that I made some decrees, and you know, seasons started changing for people, things started changing. For everyone who believes, I believe it's going to be a new time, a new season for you. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for everyone who made time out to be in this episode today. And I pray, because it's a season, a new season, a new time, and I decree that an end has come to every stagnation in the name of Jesus. Stagnation end now in the name of Jesus. I also decree that everything called blurry sight, everything called blurry vision, may be physical or spiritual, an end comes to it now in the name of Jesus. And I also decree for everyone confused about anything in life, I decree that an end has come to your confusions in the name of Jesus. I decree concerning everyone who is going through any form of hardship, any form of poverty, any form of stagnation, an end comes to it now in the name of Jesus. Your time has come for a change. It is a new season for you, and so shall it be in the name of Jesus. For everyone who cares to say amen, I decree that next week you will surely come back with your testimonies, and so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. We've come to the end of the episode today. Have a great week and be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
The good success has come.